Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Natalia, I have Aaron Grant.
Aaron Grant.
On the phone for Roundup. Can you take it from here?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Aaron. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, perfect. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I think I just spoke with somebody, but yeah.
Okay, so you just spoke with somebody. Did you sign documents, like a contract with an attorney for this matter?
No, I haven't signed any documents. I just filled out, the guy I just got the phone with, I just filled out a form that he sent me. So I don't know. I mean, those were, he had me sign some documents, yeah.
Okay, so I think it was a consent to speak to somebody, but nothing like a retainer agreement, right, or a contract?
Yeah, nothing like that. Yeah, no, I don't think there's nothing like that, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Just verifying that you don't have an attorney. And then was it yourself or somebody that you love that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Oh, it was me. It was myself.
For yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Do you know what the subtype was for the non-Hodgkin's?
What the subtype was?
Yeah. When you got the diagnosis, did the doctor say anything about a B-cell, T-cell? Was it a lymphoma, leukemia?
It was a lymphoma. It was in my neck, a lymphoma in my neck.
In the neck. Okay. But it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No problem. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No. A diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. Diffuse large B-cell. Okay. I'll make a note of that. And what year were you diagnosed?
In 2018.
Okay. Do you know the exact date?
Mm-hmm. It was in July. I had the test done in July. It was July 13th.
July 13th, okay, of 2018.
Yes.
All mm-hmm. right. And how old were you during that time? What was your age?
38. I was 38.
38, okay. All right. And did you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home, at my residence.
At the residence. Okay. And what was the address of that place?
2200 West 134th Place, Gardena, California, 90249.
You said Gardena, California?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. Is that your current address where you live right now?
Yes.
Okay. Current address. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your household or anybody that you know that used Roundup?
No, it was just me. It was just me.
Just you. Okay. All right. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And how many years in total?
Around 14 years. I say I started around 2004 And then I stopped using it in 2018.
2018. Okay. So from 2004 to 2018. Okay. Yep. That's 14
yeah.
years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone that we're on right now, is this your smartphone or is it a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay. Are you able to receive text messages and open email on your phone?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And
I hope so. It's a smartphone.
Right. Yeah. We want it to do all the things. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions in regards to illnesses. So just let me know if you experienced these or not. Have you ever had any autoimmune disease?
Okay. No.
No. Okay. Any hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Any HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. Any rheumatoid arthritis or Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any diabetes?
No.
Okay. Any other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And I have your full name as Aaron Grant. Do you have a middle name?
Yeah.
Okay. What is
William.
William. Okay.
W-I-L-L-W-I-M-I-A-N. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Okay. And are you married?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/15/80.
Okay. And your social security number?
568-71-7418.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
When I went to my, when I first started kind of getting ill, and I went to my doctor and, you know, I explained to him what was going on and, you know, and then, then he asked me, you know, what I had, have I used any kind of chemicals or anything? And I told him,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of traced it back to, you know, to Roundup once I had my test.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah. Just talking to your doctor, he kind of brought it up.
Yeah. Kind of brought it up. And then I seen something on TV, a commercial. And so, you know, it kind of like, all right, well, let me go get this checked out.
Yeah. Okay. So you saw it on TV. Okay. No problem. I'll make a note of that. And then when was that? So when did you become aware that it might have been related to Roundup? Around what year?
It was in 2018. It was maybe a few months before I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a few months before you were diagnosed.
So it was. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what is your height and weight?
6'3", 277.
6'3", okay, and then 277. And then I have your number as 863-4938. Is that your cell phone?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and what is a good email for you?
awgrant80@aol.com.
80@AOL.com. Okay. AWGrant80@AOL.com. Okay, perfect. And now I'll ask you a few more questions about the Roundup usage and the exposure, and then we'll be done soon. Yes, I think there's a few more questions. Okay, so how many times per month did you use Roundup?
At least 2 to 3 times.
2 to 3 times per month, okay. And was it every single month or just seasonal?
No, it was kind of every month because I did it. I used it on my garden to kill weeds and.
Uh-huh. In the garden, okay. In the garden. So every single month. So 3 times a month, that's about 36 times per the year. So I'll note that. And then you said you started in 2004 to 2018.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a hose?
I use a sprayer.
A sprayer, okay. All right, and did you use any protective gear when using Roundup? Any gloves or masks or anything?
No, not really. It was just, you know, just around the house, yeah.
Just around the house. Okay, all right, no problem. And it was residential in the state of California, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you directly spray it yourself, or were you around somebody else that used it?
No, I did it. It was me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was you personally always. And then let's see. So it was 14 years at 36 times per year. So let me see. 504 instances in your lifetime. So I'll put that. Do you live near a water well at all?
No.
No. Okay. Do you get your water from a water well anywhere?
Oh, no.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. And was it a concentrate or a premix that you used for Roundup?
It was a concentrated premix. It was whatever I got from it was a concentrated mix and of both, whatever I got at Home Depot.
Okay, whatever was available for Home Depot. Okay, any other stores where you purchased it?
No, it was just
Home Depot.
There.
Okay, no problem. And do you happen to have any receipts, any credit card statements, or even any leftover bottles of the product?
No, I don't have any leftover bottles. I would have to try to see if I have receipts. Well, I probably don't have receipts. I would have to try to get that credit card statement. But yeah, that was back in 2020. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'm just.
Yeah, I would have to try to get credit card statement. Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people, they'll have like old bottles in the garage or something, but that's okay if you don't. But if you do find anything, you know, keep it just so the attorneys can build the case. It helps for the evidence.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, I forgot one question for the illnesses. Have you had any organ transplants?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. Perfect. And do you have a suffix? Anything like a junior, senior, first, second?
No.
No. Okay. All right. I'm just reviewing all these questions here, making sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay. And then we're almost done. Have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Okay. Are you currently employed?
Off and on, yeah.
Off and on, okay. But do you have a steady employer?
Yeah. Right now, I'm substituting for the for school district.
Okay. Okay.
Downey Unified. Yes.
Downey Unified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your job title is substitute teacher.
No, I'm an aide. I'm an aide.
Oh, okay. Teacher's aide?
I'm a teacher's assistant. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then what is the address of your employer?
The address.
Or actually, let me see. If I
hold
Google.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah. See if you can find it, or if not, I can Google it.
Yeah, Downey USD. Hold on, let me address. Let me 11627 Brookshire Avenue.
Okay.
Yes.
Downey, California.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, Downey, California. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or any treatments related to your condition?
No, not really, because during this time, it was the pandemic. So everybody was home. I was home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No problem. And then have you ever been in the military?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for a disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
No. Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offenses or any parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay. And okay, that's it for those questions. Now I'll ask a few more questions in regards to your medical records and doctors. Do you know the name of your diagnosing physician?
Yes. Dr. Mark Nagel, you spell it, his last name is kind of hard to pronounce, but you spell it N-G-O.
Uh-huh. N-G-O, okay. And then Mark, it's M-A-R-K?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. And then what is the address of the facility or his practice?
The address is 3330 Lomita Boulevard, Lomita Boulevard, Torrance, California, 9505.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And do you know their phone number?
No, I don't have the phone number on me. No.
Okay. Is it part of Torrance Memorial Medical Center?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think I can pull the number from there. Okay. All right. Is that where you receive treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so it was Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Do you have medical records with you that would indicate the cancer type in the diagnosis?
No, I don't have them on me. No.
Okay, but you can request them if needed?
Yes, I can request them if needed, yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then when was the last time that you received any treatment? What date?
The last time I received treatment... I'm trying to think. Well, I was diagnosed cancer-free in 2020. But I believe it was July. It was July of 2018.
July of 2018. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were diagnosed July 13 of 2018. So you received treatment that same month as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Would it be accurate to the best of your knowledge to put around July, the end of July of 2018?
Yeah, it was about around like the 20th or so.
The 20th, okay. So I'll do that. It's okay that it's an estimate. Once they pull medical records, they'll put the right date, but just so they know where to start. Okay, so July 20th.
Right.
And then what type of treatment did you receive? Any stem cell transplants, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, or surgery?
Immunotherapy, chemotherapy, they did a CT scan. But yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay, so chemotherapy, immunotherapy, CT scans.
And then I have... pain meds as needed.
Pain meds, okay. So I'll make a note of that. Okay, and then anything that you want to share, how the diagnosis impacted your life, anything physical, emotional, financial, anything you want to share?
No.
No? Okay.
Yes,
All right, no problem. And then that's it for the questions. The last thing I need from you is an emergency contact, just in case something happens to you, so that we can ensure we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we'll only contact them if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or live separate?
Separate.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
Best friend.
Best friend, okay. And their name?
Tremel, T-R-E-M-E-L-L, Tremel Parker.
Tremel Parker, that's P-A-R-K-E-R?
Yeah, T-R-E-M-E-L-L, Parker, P-A-K-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And then their phone number?
310
400-4036. All right. So that's it for the questions. Mm-hmm. What I'll do next is I'll send you over a retainer agreement. It's an electronic document through email and through text message. It's just so the attorneys have permission to start working on the case. It just needs a few initials and a few signatures, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And you can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help navigating the page.
Okay.
All right. So let me just review, make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over right now. You'll see it'll come from mm-hmm. DocuSign. It says Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay. Okay.
You got the
Okay. Were you able to open it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. While you do that, I'll send you another text message with the name and number of the law firm, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Erin, that is it on this call. My name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. The next thing you can expect is just wait about five business days for the attorneys to get the documents, and then they'll give you a call to verify the information, and then they'll let you know what to expect, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.